Buenos días, ¿cómo está? Soy así. Nunokuyo, es na, hulu mea, so. I'm just kidding. Today, Nunope focus, chua, missions. Today is missions emphasis day. Yainu kupemo, chua chua, focusing on sang, tsumong zhong. So, Ban Mexico Mission Simpotao, Hakokulu, Koka to Mexico, or not Mexico, but missions in general. So, Nunoa Gusan, Hailu, sort of an exhortation for the missions team, but not only that, for Bikyongjing as well, especially for those who are considering going to missions, Jaku Tao San. Okay, well, that's the first point. I won't jump there yet, but onde gu hatu missions jaku wa jape tawa chi okay eh manchin du pe ko cha kunu ka chen jape tan cho to Amen. As I think about missions today, one of the first things that Gupu Ya had a bit ya mong, he called Gupu the Pe, Dunjo, ya bitch more, a lot of missionaries. How many Dungeon Pemonia who Mikate? That she Topishai, your full time missionaries, your missionaries, good Pitjasin, Samo Mole, probably Ningo, or Pitjota Lengse. And if we compare that number to the amount of Dungeon in America, Yamongse. So, you know, I want to look at your reasons as to why possibly we don't have enough missionaries, that we don't have a lot, and also want us to look at just some simple truths about being a missionary. Chokyaku have thought about it, Gusango me, think about some of the things I'm going to say. And hopefully, it won't discourage you from becoming a missionary in the future. That's she. Your time to plant a Jew. Ya me ya moitya ku samo oit missionary la ku san time. So the yang ku hanu no. Hopefully, your chi oko me chai. Okay. So the first part that I want to talk about is obstacles, encountering obstacles. Being a missionary means that you will encounter obstacles along the way. One of the first considerations I want for Bikyongjing to think about is that if you desire to come to a missionary and do God's work, many times Miyonji obstacles, okay? Obstacles ya into becoming a missionary. And these obstacles, what I've noticed is that many times the churches not. They come from within the church. And it comes to the church people discouraging those who want to become missions. So, to emphasize my point, let me let's look at a Bible verse here. Okay. No, this comes from Matthew chapter 16, verse 22. And I'm looking at an example of an obstacle in the Bible. Yesu And it reads this. See, we see in this situation that Jesus had a mission to accomplish, and that was to die on the cross ultimately for our sins. And here we get Peter attempting to discourage Jesus from doing so. He posed as an obstacle for Jesus. And we see that the opposition that Jesus faced, Lunda Nitapon Yusina, from his friend, from his disciple Peter. And I thought about this. Kusantu no ku puata mondao ja the big churches yaku tanchu ta to chang pe yalunda pekyon jengsu ita yalunda yanatsi ita lunda yapong yu yakiti. So I've seen that many times, you know, we have people in our churches that are passionate about the ministry, that are passionate about serving about God, but we don't know how to encourage them, and many times we end up discouraging them. You know, we'll say, for example, that person, they might not be smart enough. That pochi nje tsawan. Or that, you know, that person, tunda, has a bad past. That, for example, like, tau tu tane ha ni pepe. Evanchi yoshita ni lichan. And I want to encourage us that, yata mua tetu nyahu panjain, that inspires to mo ovanchi tetlenu. Please encourage him. Now please, taipo, ban tao fu chi zhe po, e bei jian jian bei sao, taipo, bei you chu wa, ban tao fu chi zhe po, or le wan chi lu shan ya. E gu san encourage jian na zi, ya men mo yi de min yo, gu san mo oi de missionary, ta men cao ni han jian han jia sha da wan chi, yun jun jian men de min yo, han bu chi zhe ni. A lot of times, we dedicate them to God. And I believe that God wants many of our children to serve Him full time. And if that's the case, you know, I ask the parents to pray for them and to encourage them to become servants for the Lord. I know that even something that I experienced when I was young, or before Gumo Otu Sifu, my parents, you know, Gupata Taupoto Pe Taiteto Plateto, whatever. Boy put a song. So, you know, Poin Chai go put your minyo or pe poin chai go pe mukandesha tautlin or all that stuff, you know, because ponotsu the American dream, right? And the American dream is basically ke you pain, gimblonu, and all that stuff. So that's what my parents wanted for me, and I believe that's what many of Bikyonatsi we want for our children. We only want the best for them. But let me remind you that is the American dream, and that isn't the God's dream. You know, I believe that God's will for us, and we serve Him and Him only. And wherever that takes us, and that's where we need to be. So, you'll take care of them. Another obstacle, Gupu, the Bikya missions, it comes from outside the church, Nilunda, Shanzhou. And this obstacle that I see is persecution, okay? Persecution. Persecution can come in many ways. When we become Itu missionary, we have to remember that, you know, there's going to be a lot of hardship, and there will even be persecution. But we shouldn't let that from keeping us to serving God, you know. Whether people insult us, whether people throw us in jail, and even if people kill, you know, the missionaries, that should never stop us from teaching others about the gospel. I want to give you an example of Sifu Paulo. Sifu Paulo, one of the first missionaries for the Christian faith. Bipu hu, jakunye hu, okong tono, bipu ta Sifu Paulo, chao ke, chi zong dao heng, okong to, ve go e, o chong go inga, ningo chim, ningo chao haleno. Nieta jotunin long mo, blum blum ku, beja, moeja lo mo pa jen dao ku, ku tango, ta beja, moeja ku poncho, hanzi inu ima, tau ku tao ke, ke moncho, no cho u, kunji ke ting ming, kunji ting ming. She had tlen yang, lo shi tu shan dao, ku chanto ne han lu, chanto ne So we see that Sifu Paulo, being a missionary, he encountered a lot of persecution. A lot of persecution. And I believe that you are the missionary, you have to be ready for that. You have to be ready because when we attempt to spread the gospel, we will face opposition from everybody, because that's what Jesus taught us. And I believe that the very same true thing applies today. I know that many times, we hear about it every now and then, but let me read just a recent article about some Christians getting persecuted. It comes from Voice of Martyrs, and maybe some of you know that website, but Voice of Martyrs, Yalu website, so here's a recent article. I'll read this out loud. On June 12th, 2009, nine Christian relief workers were abducted and three killed, reportedly because they were suspected of being involved in evangelistic work, according to the Voice of Martyrs context. The Christians left the city of Sada without an armed escort to visit a doctor who lived nearby, according to the reports. The believers left a doctor's home, and after 2 hours, eyewitnesses saw a group of armed men stopped them. And investigators believe that the kidnappers executed three of the hostages a short time later. At last report, the other relief workers are still being held hostage and were handed over to the tribesmen. So, Lu Chaohi Vantiko A, Atia Kyono, just last month, really, Mo Kyotun Jenya, E Pomo O Vanshi Titlenu, Pe Lu country, Hu Yemen. So we still see that, you know, persecution is something that's very real. It's still happening today. And for our team that's going to Mexico, maybe it might not be that bad. But, you know, one thing that you can count on, missionary, is that you will face hardship and you will face persecution of some kind, whether it be people being prejudiced to you because you're a Christian, or or insult, or bao, or those sorts of things. So just realize that. But, you know, like I said, you know, I'm not here to discourage you from being, from becoming missionaries. I really want to encourage you. Will do something great through us. And as I think about these three workers that were just killed here, I wonder what it was like in Dukin Cheng Tao Po Toe Po Moshan Dukin Cheng Bang Sin the Ha. It must have been a wonderful experience for them. One moment they're suffering here on earth, and the next moment, you know, they're in heaven with our Lord Jesus. And just like that Bible passage says in Matthew 25, you know, it says, "Jean Hankar Yatutukai Ku Jean Han Yan Yang." You know, Jesus says, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." And like I said, you know, don't let persecution or hardship discourage me from becoming a missionary. Instead, be encouraged, because this is something that God is very proud of. The second thing I want us to consider about missions, you know, before we become missions, is that being a missionary, it requires faith, which is obedience to God. When you enter the mission field, I believe that you got to live by faith. You know, faith meaning obedience to God. You demonstrate faith when you are doing God commands what you to do. For example, if the Bible teaches that you should not steal, if you don't steal, then you are acting faithful to God. Oitu missionary, oitun jane, yuochimo yulunane, fihan kyojon de vanchi. Many times you won't know what's going to happen next, but being a missionary requires that you commit your entire life to God. As a Christian, we should already do that. But being a missionary, you'll experience probably even more. Because as a missionary, a lot of times you don't know what's going to happen. You kind of have a plan. You mon oit the missionary, you bang it your plans on ya. That shit tatu you mon to handa nichi happen. An example from the book of Acts, and Tausifu Paulo Mon Chanta Tu Mon Zhong, and it comes from Tenu Chongko Chong Chong Mon So Gehia, and the Halano Takanda Paulo Pomon Tong Blow Hu King Chan. Felinkia ha kenchan galatia chokovan jupli tu tlohu chupu pomon ka hu saint asia topomon tu misia jite po yomon hulu saint bethania tashi yesu tunjupli chupu pomon. So pepota sifu polo hani japon yu po yacha missionaries ya de pomon ka pomon kote la po ka shutla tu Yesu Kito, Han Tu Mong Zhong, Han Tu Van Ju Pli, Kutla Hun Ju Po. And we see that here, that they are completely living by faith, because, like I said, they have a plan, you know. But when they engage in the ministry, their plan doesn't go always accordingly. The Holy Spirit is constantly guiding them, and they have to live by faith. They have to live like a faith that's step by step. That, you know, Yichibao Shaw Yantande, what's gonna happen? That she Yin Jing Van Chi Han Yu Kashachun, and you just are led by the Holy Spirit. You know, I think missionaries, a lot of times we have a plan of what we want to do. We have a calling. You know, I know a lot of missionaries, we think about, you know, we want to go to China, you know, we want to go to Thailand. We want to go to Thailand. We want to commit. You became a missionary. You have to be very open-minded, very sensitive to the leading of the Holy Spirit. You want to be a missionary. You want to have more faith. You want to have more faith. You know, don't always have a plan of what you're going to do, because I'll tell you what, many times, a lot of plans, right, about what I want to do, but it always ends up changing, because one thing that I've learned, something, right, for God, so as missions, you know, we have to be completely living by faith, you know, not always having a plan of where we're going, not only that, but having a plan of like how we're going to live, how we're going to get by. You know, we shouldn't worry about all those things, okay? We shouldn't worry about all those things, but just only have faith in Vanchu. And one thing that God's always asking of us is that, you know, we don't worry about what's going to happen next. You know, the only thing we're worried about is what does God want me to do right now, this very next step. You know, what does God ask of me? And I want, you know, the missions team and also anyone who decides to become a missionary in the future that, you know, don't worry about, you know, how you're going to live or what's going to happen and those things. You know, God will take care of you. If God brings you to it, He will bring you through it. And I firmly believe that. So don't let the future, the unexpected, prevent God from you know, just go. You know, if you are called to be a missionary, just go. The next thing I want us to look at, God's power. Being a missionary requires ministering through God's power. We have to have a relationship with God, a relationship where we nurture our faith, like I've said many times. We have to be near God and be led by His Spirit and His power. In John 15, chapter 5, it says this. It says, I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. But apart from me, you can do nothing. And we have to be rooted in Vanchu, rooted in Chiesu, or else we can't do anything. You know, we might have wisdom that comes from education or other things, but that's not enough. You know, we as humans, we're simply just flesh and blood. And that cannot change, that cannot impact this world for God. When we share the gospel, if we are not near Vanchu, let me give you an example from Paul, okay? And I love what Paul says here. And I want us to realize this. And this is really for anybody, that when we share the gospel, We have to do it in God's power, in God's name. Like I said, you know, we might have all the wisdom in the world. You know, I went to Tacoma Falls College and I might have gotten my degree, but that doesn't count for anything if my spirit, if God's not working in me and using me through His Spirit. So I want for all of us to realize, especially, you know, the Mexico missions team, as you guys go to Mexico, remember, you know, it first begins with you. It first begins with your relationship with God, and then out of that, it will flow and impact those around you. So, and also, you know, if you guys end up praying for people, you know, just remember to pray in the name of Jesus, pray through God's power, because when you teach, I know that, you know, that that might sound a little difficult, because, you know, we're just humans, right? We can't do anything, really. And that's true, okay? And here's a quote that I love. It comes from Andrew Bonar. And it says this. It says, God's part is to put forth power. Our part is to put forth faith, okay? Vanchi, you'll provide kafuki, jope, tashipa, yochu. Jinghan, kyasha, vanchi. Okay? So please trust in God for his power. One of the things I'm reminded as I think about missions is this, is the CMA discipleship process, okay? Discipleship. CMA, we always say this. We always say win, build, equip, and send. Noyalu vision, CMA more. So to the church, remember, we have to remember that missionaries and missions is ultimately the goal of what we're doing here, okay? Be your chu, teach po disciple po train po the be your sample mong. Toku chain toku tanta be mon go to sifu nihalino nihata. One of the fruits of the church yahata ya mepanjing is sending people. You know, a pastor once told me that your church is fruitful when you see that you are sending people off to tell others about God. And it doesn't have to be sending people off, you know, to around the world. It could just be around here. But that is the fruit of the church. That is ilu si gu tong de bunjian ya. It is a fruit that comes out from the church, is that we are sending people to fulfill the Great Commission. And that's what I hope for our church here. You know, when I look at Bipon Jin, no pay more, Jachi Chopin, more Dao Hang, and Queen, Mona Jaku, Gudu Kachon, Mendao Tuta, Kuputa, Billy Church, no pay more, a lot of potential. More of Vanchi, that's let the new. Empower wherever God wants us to go. You know, if it's a mission, if it's a missions trip in Mexico, I really believe that your need to send more people, because fruit, it is a sign that we are doing our job of discipling people. Not only that, but you know, this is what Big Your CMA, Big Your Alliance. This is part of the discipleship process, and I hope that, you know, that will stay in our minds. That Big Your 三支军队，入边有帮台湾去做军队，头个结果蒙个忘了古诺，你睇 in Romans chapter 8:31 it says， 有万去都被到了另一群，有的讲到被。You know, if God is with us, no one can stop us. No one can stop us from sending the good news to around the world. And I hope that, you know, for those of you, you know, you guys thought about being missionaries, don't let anything stop you. Don't let you stop me from doing the missions, you know. For me, it's a missionary. Please do so.You know, please do so, and don't let anyone stop you. You know, because this is God's will for me. And even show me y'all, Galojan. You know, I think about it, and I think about, you know, Abraham, right? Abraham, he was like, I forget, like 80, 90 years old? You know, he was so old. But yet he didn't prevent, but that didn't stop him from doing God's work. And I believe that, you know, wherever you are in life, that you always have a chance to more it's a missionary, it's your son to monjoncho litu. And I pray that you guys will remember that. That don't let anything stop you. And I encourage you to just go and spread the gospel. So my last words are, you know, I'm excited about the team that's going to Mexico. And I hope and pray for your group that you guys will do something wonderful there. And don't forget, you know, don't let the obstacles stop you. Pray that you guys would live a life of faith and be led completely by the Holy Spirit. And not only that, but don't forget to stay near God. And fellowship with Him. Because that is the source of how you guys will impact So, 投票上只股啊，投文区，做呗，也别没少。文青都不要个巧个，搞下一头文区，个老虎，你搞下一头文区个莫福气，他个不注意就被说了，他个半辈，我了呢个人人，就搞了好怕。文区他个军寨，他个放个梦就被半天个有梦被 Mexico。God, I ask that you would just bless them and be with them and encourage them, Lord. And help them to do what you called them to do. Next week. Bless. Amen.